Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. It's 10:08 WTIC News Talk, 1080, and this is Will Marotti. Yes, I'm back, happy to be back. Will Marotti Show has returned, and what a great honor to be with you guys. It's such, I was just talking with someone off air, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. This is like, it's like not even working. It's so much fun to talk with you guys and have great people to work with. Matt Sorois behind the, at the helm, controlling the tempo, controlling the calls. And we just had John Rowland on, and another great guest who was a regular on the last, the former Will Marotti Show. And I hope he'll become a regular again. Great American, 3 decades in military service. 82nd Airborne, Special Forces, Pentagon, currently working with the Heritage Foundation. I am so happy to welcome back to this, the new Will Marotti Show, Steve Bucci. Steve, welcome back.
Hey, Pastor, thank you for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sir. No, I wanted to, you know, coming back again, I just thought, man, I want to have some great guests on, and you've always been a great one. You've always been helpful. And so thank you so much for taking the invitation up. Let's jump into it. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, Steve. You know so much more about this than I do, but as a fairly studied researcher and onlooker, as a layperson, for me right now, I think the biggest concern I have for potential military threat problem conflict is in Ukraine. And obviously our president and Vladimir Putin are going to be meeting in a couple of weeks, having face-to-face talks in Geneva. Is this a real problem with the buildup, the Russian buildup with Ukraine?
Well, two things. First, short answer to your last question, yes, it's a problem. It's a threat. It is a major threat. Vladimir Putin is, you know, he's not a nut by any means. Mm-hmm. He's very calculating, very conniving, if you will. And he's driven by Russia's national interests, as he defines them. And when you add that they have the capability to back up what they are seemingly threatening to do, that's always a problem. You know, there's a thing in international relations, you never equate capabilities with intentions. That said, if they don't have the capability, they can have all the intentions they want. They really can't do anything about it. But in this case, Putin has showed himself in the past to push and push and push and to take as much as he thinks he can get away with until the international community, with America in the lead, pushes back sufficiently that he says, okay, I'll behave now for a while. And he backs off, and then he waits and bides his time, and then comes back again. The only thing I would differ with you on is I don't think that's the only problem. The world, you know, some people think all the bad guys in the world are all plotting together at some, you know, evil bad guy convention somewhere where they coordinate all
You mean they're not,
like
Steve?
No, they're really, a lot of these guys don't like each other.
Right.
But
right.
That said, just because they don't actively coordinate in a, you know, kind of movie scene sense, it doesn't mean they're not watching each other and watching us and seeing when somebody doing something that distracts America and our allies is not an opportunity for them to do something as well. So there is a real danger here because, one, I think President Biden's, you know, that his status as the leader of the free world in the eyes of our enemies is not that high. You know, I don't think they're worried that he's going to do, you know, act like Ronald Reagan or George W. Bush or even President Trump and take a tough stand. So and they recognize he's a classic Democrat in that he's so desirous of cutting a deal so that, you know, it can affect his legacy that he's willing to, you know, sell the farm to get it. And that's my concern. Putin, there's a reason Putin's pushing now. You know, the fact that we shut down our pipelines and then we gave them a go ahead with their pipelines, giving them the leverage on Europe that they've had through energy capacity. And now, you know, basically, I think perceiving that Putin or that Biden is unlikely to step in militarily to help Ukraine, they're pushing that lever. At the same time, they're going hat in hand to the Iranians again, as President Obama did, over the nuclear deal, which opens up a threat area there. The Iranians recognize, you know, they've got some leverage here that they can push to push their agenda and to threaten America's allies and interests in the Middle East. At the same time, the Chinese are making, you know, incredibly threatening moves towards Hong Kong and flexing their muscles around the South China Sea and threatening Taiwan.
Yes.
You know, and then we haven't heard anything from Kim Jong-un for a while, which means he's about due to, you know, to
launch a rocket or something.
So he gets some attention. So we've got our four biggest adversaries all likely to take some action that could end up involving, you know, life or death military stuff. And if one of them does it, the others are likely to try as well because it improves their chances if we're distracted with some of these other folks. So it's a dangerous world.
Well,
so
and
you're
100%
right, but I think it's even more dangerous than your opening statement. You were trying to be focused, and that's good. But in this case, we need to be focused on all four of those adversaries, you know, plus terrorism and, you know, all sorts of the pandemic. I mean, we got a lot of stuff
going on
right now. And I don't think Joe Biden is dealing with them terribly effectively.
Well, and I don't even want to compare. We're talking with Steve Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. I don't even want to compare President Biden to Neville Chamberlain. I think Chamberlain probably had more on a ball than President Biden did. But clearly, Neville Chamberlain was naive. Naive about Germany's intention, naive about Hitler's intention. And I wonder if some of that might have spread over, or maybe it's just a basic flaw of progressives that they just assume everybody's good and has good intentions when we know Putin is just a criminal. And to your point, well, I forget, what was that movie called? John Wayne was a gunfighter, but he had cancer and he went back to this town to die. And at the end of the movie, there were like four other gunfighters all there waiting to kill him. I kind of feel like that's how it is with, you know, so like you said, there's not like a coordinated effort. They're having a convention in Vegas, the bad guy convention. But certainly, if Putin's being aggressive or making moves that seem aggressive, you know, certainly Xi Jinping and China's sitting there rubbing his hands going, ah, yeah, this is good. And Iran's doing the same thing. They all want the downfall of America. And so they all probably enjoy watching others try to you know, kick the bear, so to speak.
Yeah, and they all of those countries and their leaders, even if it's not some, you know, major thing to knock America down, if they do anything that can poke us in the eye or overly distract us, they see that as a win for them, and that gives them some marginal benefit for this long game that most of them are trying to play against the United States. And right now, the United States, because of many years of starving our military of funding, particularly for modernization, President Trump tried to push against that a little bit and get some back, and he had a degree of success, but nobody thought President Trump, even if he had gotten two terms, was going to fix the problem. He was just starting the process of moving back in the right direction. That's now stopped again.
Mm-hmm.
So militarily, we're not weak, but we're less strong than we have been in the past. And these guys are all sort of frothing the water simultaneously, which is not good for the United States. As much capacity as we have, Pastor, it's not unlimited.
Well, so and that's, I wanted to bring that up because China obviously is making gains. They're not making a secret about it. They want to be the world power. Their Navy, they're really ramping up their Navy. And I just read recently that they've now surpassed us in the number of submarines, although I think our submarines are superior to theirs. But they're doing everything they can to place themselves in that number one superpower position. And then there was a story about the Chinese and Russians working cooperatively with some, whether they were virtual or war games or some exercises. Do you know anything about that? You remember that?
Yeah, they are doing that. There's no doubt. And again, it doesn't mean that they're sitting there and they're sharing everything with each other.
No.
They don't have a relationship.
Well, they don't trust each other either. Right.
Yeah. They don't trust one another. They really think, you know, if they could get rid of us, then they'd start beating up on each other.
Right.
But if they can leverage each other and work together, and if nothing else, just cause issues for the United States by showing, you know, a little bit of cooperation, they're going to do that.
Yeah.
And they do it pretty regularly. And we don't have the luxury of saying, no, that's not important. They're really not going to work together. We tried to do this in the war on terror. We said, well, Al-Qaeda are Sunnis and the Iranians are Shia, so they'll never work together. Nonsense. Mm-hmm. They have worked together. They probably still hate one another and think the other side are apostates, but they are good at ranking their threats, and they see us as a much bigger threat than each other. So they'll cooperate. Well, China and Russia are in the same boat, and the Iranians as well. The Iranians have very different interests than Russia or China.
Mm-hmm.
That said, the Iranians will work with the Russians and the Chinese and the North Koreans if they feel it's to their advantage to do so, and they're doing that now.
We're talking with Steve Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. See, how much did we weaken? Did we weaken our position by withdrawing from the air base in Afghanistan?
Oh, tremendously. That landmass is huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's most Americans, we don't really have a grasp of the size of Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And having a really big, really capable air base in the middle of Afghanistan gave us a capability to get things in there, to get things out, to be able to conduct emergency operations, not talking about reinvading Afghanistan. I'm just talking about, you know, like we've used Germany since the end of World War II, it's a jumping off point for us to do other operations.
Mm-hmm.
And the Germans were good allies and cooperated with us.
Mm-hmm.
We had that with the air base there in Afghanistan. We don't have that now. We've got nothing in there. If we had to go in to do something there because the situation demanded it, we'd have to invade somebody, or demand that they give us help. And that's not the way you want to do it. You want to have something set. You want to have people in place. you know, doesn't mean you've got divisions sitting there with tanks and everything else.
Right.
You want to have the capability to get the good guys in there if they need to do something.
All right. Last question, 30 seconds. Russia invades Ukraine. Do we have an obligation to respond?
We don't have a treaty obligation because they're not part of NATO, so there's no Article 5 commitment, you know, if one is attacked and all are attacked.
Right.
However, I think we have a moral obligation to the government in Ukraine to support them. They're trying to be a Western-facing democracy, and they're being threatened by Putin. And if they get invaded, I think we should help them. Whether this administration will go along with that, I am kind of doubtful.
Okay. Steve Bucci, Heritage Foundation, thank you so much for coming back on my first day back, and I hope that we can do regulars again. It would be really great to have you on.
That would be my pleasure, Pastor. I'd be happy to do it.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, and Happy New Year, Steve.
You as well. God bless.
All right, Steve Bucci. Hey, we're going to take a break, and then Mark, hang in there, buddy. We're going to get you before the half hour is out. So stay with us. Take a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back with you.
Wilma Ronnie is back. Weekday mornings, 9 till 11 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, welcome back, 1026. I'm going to go to a quick call because he's been waiting so long, and I appreciate his patience. Let's go to Mark in West Hartford. Mark, what's up, bro?
Pastor Will, I'm listening anyway. What's the difference if I'm on hold and you're in my ears? It doesn't matter. Hey, listen, again, I love having the opportunity to inform the misinformed. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Were you under the impression we had 3 million test kits coming in?
I was under the impression we had at least 500,000 coming in.
Okay, but 3 million, then again, 2 days ago, 400,000 came in, right?
Yeah.
Well, what you have to pay attention to, here's the semantics they're playing. There are two tests per kit. So let's say the original order came through.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been 1.5 million kits with two tests per kit.
3 million.
Now, I've had three different types of home tests in my house. All three require a second test. So when they say they're going to give out 3 million tests, in actuality, if they ever got that many, let's just stick with the 400,000 they got. That's only 200,000 Connecticut residents were able to test properly with the home kit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, absolutely.
So this is a ruse. So and now here's the other thing is if the 3 million came in, he committed 2 million to the schools. So that means, again, 1.5 million kits, 1 million were going to go to the schools. That means 500,000 kits were going to get distributed amongst the rest of us in the state. Now, you know there's like, what is there, 3.5 million of us?
Yeah.
How is that going to work out?
Well, it's not going to work out. And I think part of this, Mark, I think part of this is planned chaos. I don't really think they don't know what they're doing with this. They don't understand. I know people now. Before it was just anecdotal stories that I heard. Now I know people who've been vaccinated twice, have gotten their booster, and have COVID. It's happening all over the place. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to respond to it.
No.
And so they're just throwing these things out there and hoping that something sticks. And in the meantime, I'm feeling like others are feeling that maybe Omicron is a good thing, that if enough people get it, we reach natural herd immunity, and that will shut this thing down. But either way, Mark, hey, thank you for holding. I got a break for the news.
I
appreciate it. Give me a call again. Thanks so much. All right, we're gonna take a break for the news. We get back. I'm gonna tell you a story that I was just told, firsthand story I was told yesterday. You're not gonna believe this story. It's unbelievable. But this is how completely confused and misinformed people are regarding COVID, regarding symptoms. Particularly people are asymptomatic. Now Fauci's demanding that asymptomatic people are vaccinated. It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. So we'll talk about it. And then more calls when we get back. 800-966-9842. 860-522-9842. You are listening to the Will Marotti Program, the reconstituted Will Marotti Program with Will and Matt Sorois. We'll be back. Stay tuned. All right. All right, welcome back, 1039. Boy, this is going to, this set fast, Matt. 11 o'clock, and Tom Shattuck's here. Wow. Well, it's good. It's good. I appreciate the schedule because it allows me to get some other things done during the day that I need to get done at church, so this is wonderful. But it's quick. It's really quick. 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. True story. So a friend of mine got an email from work. And the email basically said, be careful with your interactions with other people because one of the symptoms of the Omicron variant is no symptoms. Let me say that again. Be careful how you interact with folks because one of the symptoms of the Omicron variant is it has no symptoms. So this is now why. Now, Fauci is demanding that all people who don't have symptoms be tested. This is absolute lunacy. We've never treated any disease ever in the history of the country this way. If you don't have symptoms, you don't have symptoms. But you have to be tested because you may have it, but you may not know that you have it. And you know what? The beauty of this is now more reports are coming out, and if I have time, I'm going to share with them. If I don't have time today, I'll share tomorrow. Studies are coming out. Another one now from India that says Omicron is probably what's going to knock down COVID, is because it is highly contagious. Many people will get it. Many people will have natural immunity, which, again, by a number of studies, now a study being taken right now by Johns Hopkins, that natural immunity is far superior to vaccines. This is what the study out of India says. So this could be a blessing in disguise. A variant that is less virulent, less deadly, less difficult to get through, quite frankly. Many people will get it because it's highly, highly contagious. That's from the movie Parent Trap with, what's her name? What's the kid, the redhead that was in Parent Trap, Matt? Lindsay Lohan, thank you. It's highly contagious. And it'll be helpful. So I don't know. We'll see. Let us go to the calls. 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. Let's go to Paul in Plymouth. Hello, Paul.
Hi. Happy New Year. Yeah, nice interview with JR. I used to see him all the time up around Bantam Lake many years ago, and we always acknowledge each other, especially at the convenience store.
Good.
And then I went to Patty's yard sale one time up on the hill in West Hartford. So actually, neither one of us felt the need to carry, but I would ask JR, does he feel the need to carry now with all the violence-laden political rhetoric that you hear on your program? Well,
do you have a point, Paul? Do you have a point? You said you want to talk about Ukraine. Well, do you want to talk about Ukraine, or do you want to just ramble on about John? What do you want to do?
Well, but I noticed he didn't comment on the gubernatorial race, which is, you know, I mean, Themyscira is all over the place, so that's an issue. But
well, I didn't bring it up, and we only had 20 minutes, so there's only so many things we can talk about.
I'll do Ukraine, and I disagree with Bucci on that we need
more
spending.
Of course you do.
And that, well, but we've whittled down the spending? No, we've had three fiscal years of drastic increase. That's the problem. It's out of control. It's a bureaucracy that doesn't even report and account for every year. That's way.
So let me ask you a question. Did you feel safer under Trump or safer under Biden?
Neither. Because we shouldn't be over. You know, Biden, Bucci's argument was that we need to be prepared. Preparedness, readiness requires in his book that we are prepared in every country. We have special operations, 60,000. Already.
Yeah, but you got to get them there, Paul. We had an air base in Afghanistan that we shut down, which gave us great strategic
and that was
superiority.
That was Trump's deal. The deal was made and Biden extended it. It was done haphazardly. We admit that.
Yeah.
However, look at the alternative. Yes, I agree with Bucci. Unfortunately, the Biden administration is going to stay out of boots on the ground. He would like to see boots on the ground. I would have quizzed him about that a little
bit. Well, no, I don't think he wants to see boots on the ground. He thinks boots on the ground, as I do, he thinks boots on the ground is a necessary option. I don't think anybody wants that. Nobody wants to put our people in harm's way, but I think that has to be part of the deterrent. And I think that's the only thing people like Putin and Ping, Xi Jinping represent, understand. They understand strength and they understand force. Paul, thank you for calling. Let's go to Kim. Kim, welcome to the show.
Hello, Pastor Will.
Hello.
I never thought I'd be on the same side as Paul, but I am. Mr. Bucci, he gave sort of like a Disney version of what's been going on in Russia and Ukraine. Okay, we always have to learn from history, don't we? Okay, there was a thing when Clinton was in office called the Budapest Memorandum.
Mm.
It was an agreement that, it was an agreement, a contract with another country, a treaty sort of, with Russia. Russia needs security on its border because it's always been attacked by Napoleon and everybody else. Okay,
right.
World War II.
Hitler.
World War One, right? It was always attacked, so they want security on that east, on their eastern border,
right, the eastern front.
I'm sorry,
yes.
On their western border,
right.
the western front. Okay, so the agreement with Clinton—you could never trust Clinton, of course—was you take out your weapons, you take out your nuclear material, and bring it back into Russia. There, you know, when Ukraine became independent, and the agreement was that we will never, the West would never encroach on their border. Well, as soon as Russia did that, took the nuclear weapons out of Ukraine and put them in Russia. We added five new countries into NATO, which meant they were moving east. Okay? Then Bush came
in. Well, we say we added. These are countries that wanted to be part of NATO.
These are the West.
They like the protection offered by NATO.
Okay. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
You
got
to see the big picture.
Well, thank you.
Bush came in. Bush came in and said, and added six. So they're automatically, and then Obama came in and added five countries. Now they're on the Russian border in Ukraine. Ukraine makes them very vulnerable because Ukraine is talking about becoming part of NATO now.
But wait, stop, please. You're saying Bush added five, Obama added five. These are countries that wanted to come into NATO.
They work together, okay, under the administration.
But it's not like we twisted their arm.
The U.S. doesn't have... The U.S. is the main controller of NATO. I know you know it, think of an international agreement, but the U.S. is the main controller. So what they did was they undermined that agreement. Now, Putin and Russia are very paranoid, and most a third of the people in Ukraine are Russian Ukrainians, speak Russian, think Russian, culturally Russian, but they were being targeted. Their land was being taken. There's bombing. The Donetsk or Donbass region was targeted. They took their land. It's the best growing land of the Russian Ukrainians. And they were using fracking material brought in by Biden and his son. They were brought in fracking material. So you got to see the big picture. You got to see what's not being reported by the press. So Russia, and by the way, here's what you need to know. Our intelligence services were causing some false flag problems. There was, you know, they like to bring on revolution. They like to bring on civil war. They like to cause these false flags. And then NGOs, multiple NGOs by George Soros were happening, and they were being done so that they flared up the Ukrainian people to fight with the Russian Ukrainians and fight with Russians. That's what's been going on, and you don't know it, and you don't look into it. So how can we, and you even have people who are experts like Steve Bushi, and I find so many flaws with what he's saying. It's like the establishment view. This is what you've got to hear. It's BS. That you need to know why this is going on.
Kim,
and by the way, as far as the pipeline goes with what was going on, if you look, if you do your research, Trump was begged multiple times by Angela Merkel to let Nord Stream 2 go through. And going back to pipelines are very important. The first pipeline went through Ukraine, but George Soros' operations, his NGOs came in, and they started problems because he hates Putin. Putin kicked
I've got
the oil
Kim,
and gas.
Kim, you got to take a breath. Yeah, this is dialogue. This isn't you coming on, Kim, and pontificating for 10 minutes. This is dialogue. We have to be able to talk. If we can't talk, we can't have you on. Let's go to Sharik in Hartford. Sharik, go ahead.
Hi, Pastor. Good morning. How are you? Thanks a lot for taking my call. You know, I want to talk about like a lot of things, but I will say one thing that you know, like you are. I mean. You said, Mr. John Rowland, the governor, is responsible for taking for bringing you on the radio show.
Yes.
You two are responsible for me to calling here, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because you have the show. I think you remember the show. The first time I called was 2010 when you and Mr. Roland were
there. Of course, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I remember that. And Mr. Roland was my boss. I'm a state retiree. So, but anyway, so nice to hear about from him. He's in my view, he's a good guy, and I hope
he's a good guy.
Okay. The thing is, you know, I'll go very fast. I hope people will understand because I have an accent. I think I have an accent, but anyway. The thing is this, you know, you're right. There are two ways to control the pandemic is to vaccination or immunity. The problem is when the COVID breaks out, there was before it came to the United States, it was big time problems in China, Italy, and Iran, and Europe. So the United States, the main problem the United States was trying to do when they started the lockdown and the mask and everything else was that they thought our healthcare system would be overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you saw the mercy ships in New York and mercy ship in the West Coast because they thought.
But they went unused. I don't think they ever had more than 10 patients on the ship.
That's my point.
Right.
The point is it never happened.
Right. Never happened. But they were feared.
The United States. But the thing is, right now, as you say, I think we still don't have the overwhelming cases right now. Although in Connecticut, the thing is very high, like 20%.
Well, the Northeast is really bad right now, which gets the liberals insane because the Northeast has done everything supposedly by the book, and we should have not had this problem.
Yeah, we should.
And
not
even in spite of all of the overreach government activities for COVID response, the Northeast is having a huge problem.
But there's one positive that people haven't talked about it is that United States has not produced any variant. United States has not has produced any variant which gave it to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Like Omicron came from South Africa, Delta right. Most probably came from India. But the thing is the overwhelming of the healthcare system, it happened in India last summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very, very scary situation, but it didn't happen here.
Right.
It's okay. But the thing is, the other thing fast is with Ukraine. I agree with Ms. Kim. Although I don't agree with her that George Soros is behind every tree, but the thing is, it is very emphatic. Ukraine is not in our core interest. In U.S., the United States is not going to send its forces to fight Ukraine if Russia invades tomorrow. And the thing is, the pushing of NATO east is the problem. And it didn't happen and the main thing was in 2013 declaration in Bucharest declaration, which says that whoever wants to join NATO could join NATO. And that's what happened after.
I resent Kim trying to make it sound like we were coercing all these nations to join NATO. They want to be part of NATO because NATO offers great benefit to them.
Well,
and to say that, Bush added six and this one added six and Obama added five. I think that's a little. That's a little simplistic.
I know it's not simplistic, but the U.S. is the main driver of NATO. I mean,
yeah, no, I agree. Agreed. There's no question about it. No question about it. Sharik, I'm sorry. I got to let you go for a break, but thank you for calling. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to let you go, but I have to. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Charles and Mike, hang in there.
Will Marotti is back on WTIC. Weekday mornings, 9 till 11.
All right, welcome back. 10:56. Wow. These 2 hours flew by. Unbelievable. Hey, Tom Shattuck coming up and looking forward to some interaction with Tom over the next days, weeks, and years. Hopefully, if I'm here that long, if they let me stay. Let's grab these quick calls here. Charles, the center of the universe, Waterbury. Hi, Charles.
Good morning, Pastor. I called a few more people when you were saying about your special guest. I guess it had to be JR. So I called Ron.
Yeah.
From Naugatuck, the economic czar developer, John will know who that is, a good friend of his, and I called Dr. Steve, that John also goes to his store.
Mm-hmm.
Just so everybody's happy. But even with you, first, of course, I said the Wiz is back, Pastor Will is back, and it's putting smiles on everybody's faces.
I'm putting a smile on my face here in you, Charles.
Yeah, well, we all, you know, and as far as John was so right about so many things that he spoke, and I wish he could even come back maybe someday as a...
You know, I honestly think that, Charles, if John ran for governor, I bet you he could win again.
For sure.
But he never will. Let's just say that. No, he'll never do it. But I think he's still very popular.
Dirty and rotten. They bring up everything that isn't true, and that's the problem with politics.
Yeah,
it
is a problem.
That's why you don't get good businessmen running for politics, because they'll find, if they don't find something, you know, I'll leave you for instance this morning. I was going to talk about
that. I got 30 seconds, Charles.
When Caligiuri was running for the 5th District and Murphy was his
Sam,
opponent.
Sam, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That Monday, Tuesday, elections are always on Tuesday. That Monday, Murphy put out a big ad on all the radio stations that he's going to deduct a percentage of money from the senior citizens and everybody's Social Security.
Yeah.
And that hurt him big time. And that wasn't even true.
No, but isn't that how they play, though? It's hardball. It's dirty. A lot of people never want to get into it because of that. Charles, thank you so much for calling. Guys, thank you. Great show today. Appreciate all your call support. Again, let's do our best to make this the number one show in this time slot. And you can do that by calling your friends, your relatives, associates, work associates, business associates, neighbors. Just say, hey, check out WTIC at 9 o'clock. Give Will a listen. See what you think. I think we can really do a great job with the show. I'm delighted to be back. Thank you, Matt. Awesome job. Thank you to John Rowland for coming on. Thank you for Steve Bucci. And I really appreciate the opportunity with DIC to come back again. So, hey, guys, have a great afternoon. And I'll see you tomorrow morning at 9. God bless you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.